about the noise of the factory in the exams.
Right,
sure, you'll be finished. What time is now?
20 past.
I should be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
We'll walk you up with somebody.
The lady in charge of the exams just said to check what time you finished in case the noise of the tractor interrupted the kids doing the exam. I'm the deputy principal.
I don't know. It's a dodgy one, geography. You think you know it, but you don't.
I think it's easy.
You think it's easy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we should know it now, you know.
Yeah, we don't know
it
by now.
We should know it now, yeah.
Well give up.
It's just we just running over, but we already know.
Oh, it's very tense. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of feel it, like, yeah. And, like, they run with junior certs, but you can't even imagine what it's like in the leaving cert hall.
To cram.
There's always time.
What's the worst thing you do? Cram. No. I only need to remember for 2 hours.
Bad mentality.
We have the oratory, and it's open to everybody every day. This is also our quiet spot, if you like. There is a constant little stream without being seen coming in and coming out, you know. So best friend that they have is actually the Holy Spirit in the weeks leading up to their exam.
I think before the exam, like, if you're chatting about stuff, I think it's better than just sitting down by yourself. Unless you're pure and know exactly what you want to do and just want to read something, like say if you're going over an English essay or something. But like if you're kind of doing geography, you know, kind of a group chat or whatever, would be kind of good, you know, I think.
Anthony Creevy, I'm a principal of Art School and Trinoja here in Athy, County Kildare. We have 820 students, so on any normal day, there's a lot of hustle and bustle. On an exam day, there's kind of an air of expectancy, a nervousness in the air.
We're talking about disco. Stay away from the subject.
And my heart just goes out to them. Because I can still feel the shiver of my own leaving cert and times, you know. And every year, every single teacher will say to you, I would never sit that exam again.
You stay away from people who keep reading and reading over stuff and like stressing out about stuff, because then they stress you out.
My memory was that I was very, very tired. It was also clash with the World Cup in 1990. So
they're cramming.
See, we have our study already done.
We're prepared.
Well in advance. We don't need to cram.
There is no life beyond it for them at this moment in time. There is no point in saying there are 10 different ways to get to where you want to go, because all year they're talking CAO, my point.
We already had the study and done. Truly, yeah. And you can't see the sweat marks through these jumpers, it's all right.
Like, even I'm giving grinds to students who are doing leaving certs, and you can actually feel the tension of them coming away from it, and you're just like, God, I hope they're okay.
Fine cheese, right? No. Those are from coniferous cheese, right?
Okay.
Then when they go into the ground, they create podzols. Like
podzols?
Yeah. The podzols aren't rich in humus, like brown sauce, right?
It's actually the worst exam you'll ever do. When you go to college, I couldn't get over how easy they were in college. And, like, they were so predictable when you get to college. It's just... In a leaving cert, it's not like that, like, you know.
Okay, so it's a Christmas tree, and then there's like needles on it. There's needles on it, and then the needles in that are puzzling.
No. You find puzzles in areas of coniferous.
Anya Redmond is my name. I'm a teacher of History and Irish, and I am doing the job of exam aid. Exam aid is looking after the school during the exams, just basically making sure everything runs smoothly for the entirety of the exams. It's making sure the superintendents get their papers.
That's the keys to the box. I should be the only person having this key. Friday the 11th, that's today, morning, yes. So we tick that here, morning, Friday. I've worked with my partner now, Francis, here, and hello. We have to verify that we have the correct paper. That's a new procedure this year.
Partners in crime.
It's a terrible experience. It's one that just stays with you for the rest of your life. you know, it does. That and the day of the Oral Irish, I will never forget.
Of course. Fantastic experience. And I remember, like, that they didn't have enough room in the convent in Tullow for all of the students. So a couple of the girls had to go to the local brothers' school. And, of course, that was a great experience altogether. We had never seen boys before.
Okay. I give you my packets and I check yours. So Friday the 11th, Friday the 11th, geography. Okay. So I sign it here now again to verify that it's the right paper.
Candice and Music can't read papers or books.
Or mobile, you can't have mobile on or anything.
You keep going anyway. Yesterday was 3 hours, 20 minutes. That's the longest one. This is where we collect all their mobile phones before they go into the exam. We can't have them in the exam hall at all, and they know that, so they leave them here with the attendant. Most of them don't bother bringing mobile phones into school the day of an exam, but if they do, they leave them in here and turn them off.
Like so. Just all there now.
Have you got a sticker for it yet, no?
Mine's the only pink one.
There was one down that end, an alarm went off. Patrina had to go running off with the box. This is making so much noise.
Now they're not allowed going to the exam hall until the superintendents give them an invitation to come in. So.
Come 9:30 this morning, you will notice dead silence.
It's eerie, actually. Yeah, it is.
Tiptoe around, you're not allowed. Answering phones and stuff like that, depending on where you are, you can't do any of that. You can't walk through the hall, you have to go out around by the back of the school if you want to get out to your car and stuff like that. You have to be very quiet.
This is Arts School of Technology, the Thai County Kildare. I'm Oisín Byrne, an exam aide for the leaving cert. Sitting outside geography at the moment. Make sure everyone's there on time. If anyone needs to leave early, I sign them out. If anyone goes to the bathroom, I make sure that everything's all right. They're signed in and out. There's been no upset so far. There's one girl that's a little bit sick, but I think she's all right. Make sure everything's okay for the examiner. Bring them tea and things.
Hi, Pat, what can I get?
A mug of coffee.
Kimberly and custard cream biscuits. They have to be good before they get chocolate biscuits. There's noise all the time when the school is going on, but for exams it's very quiet, terribly quiet. I remember the first exam my son done. I prayed, obviously, yeah, that was my big thing. I sat and I drank tea and I worried and I couldn't wait to see him. My first son had a photograph of my mother. He brought that with him. So he was only 5 when she died, but he was extremely close.
Well, I'm bringing a mug of coffee to my superintendent, and we do this halfway through every exam. And I'm going from the staff room to the gym where the exams are taking place. There's been a few toilet breaks, but no one has left it early. I just have to make sure they actually go into the toilet and don't go into their bag or something and go to their bag or anything. Can I ask you what you're reading?
It's called Mr. Darcy Vampire. It's a continuation of Pride and Prejudice, but they've put like a twist on it. It's my second time reading it. I have loads of friends in third year, so I know what they're going through. They didn't seem to be all that nervous, but juniors, there's nothing really to be worried about. It's not like when you're going for a job in a couple of years' time, they're going to ask you what were your junior cert results.
student done well in a junior cert centre, and the mother's going to bring her down tablets now. So, please God, she'll be all right, yeah. So I think it's just a little stomach complaint or something, but, you know, God love her in an exam, you know. So she went back in, so hopefully, please God, we'll be able to... Well, guys, how's that go?
Great.
Not meant to finish till 11:30.
All right, and it's 10:40 now.
It was all right. It was as, wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was fine.
Finished early, so left.
Who's the first person you're going to text?
My old one, probably. Just tell her I got on all right.
No, it was grand. I got good help off the reader. Because I have dyslexia. Go and I was studying maths. Ordinary level maths.
I have one student who has an eye infection. I was just waiting to see how it's going to develop. But it's causing her irritation and a kind of a pain in her head. But apart from that, she can see with one eye, she's a bit blurred with the other one.
I'm getting my first cup of tea of the morning, so I'm just...
No time for tea. A call came to Anya to say the parent of the sick child had arrived with tablets.
Great, thanks very much for coming up.
Anya now has to run down to the exam centre with them.
Hopefully that'll settle her.
Finally, it's 11:30. The exams are over. The tension breaks.
The longer questions were harder.
The rivers came up and the weathering in the burn.
Yeah.
That was okay, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What type? What's a river erosion?
At this stage, it's a bit late to be asking me.
Okay.
Yeah, them questions were easy.
These were okay on economic activities. Yeah. Fishing.
Yeah. And so was this question. Survey map.
Oh, yes, that's great then. Good. All right. And were your short questions okay?
Yeah, you were fine. Yeah. The only thing that was hard was the thing on the slopes.
Something kind of clicks in their head that they realise, you know, our time here is over. It's the end of a huge part of my life. The dynamic between you changes. Because...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.